This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Farm Futures Business Summit coming up later this week. Well, the pork industry hasn't totally forsaken those distillers' dried grains, but they've changed the mix a little bit, to be sure, because of cost. I'll talk about it after this. Yeah, it's coming up this week, Thursday and Friday. The Farm Futures Business Summit will be taking place at Iowa City, Iowa, there at the Conference Center at Coralville. And I've been talking to folks who are planning to go. I know the attendance is going to be very good. I was looking over the list of speakers, people like Dr. David Cole, retired respected economist from Virginia Tech, who stays very much on top of the situation. Well, there'll be not just economists, not just farm business experts, but there'll be farmers too, from Illinois, Iowa, California, Maryland. I noticed it's a jam-packed program, and you, as a producer, can certainly benefit from it. It's not too late to get on board. You can go to the website to see all of the information and sign up at farmfuturessummit.com. Farmfuturessummit.com. It's a two-day conference this Thursday and Friday at Coralville near Iowa City, Iowa. The ethanol producers in the United States have been among those very much affected by the trade war with China. There's been a steep downturn in ethanol output because of the trade war. And the ripple effect is it's been raising costs for the producers who feed that byproduct to hogs and cattle and chickens, the distillers' dried grains. Sales of that feed provided one of the bright spots for the ethanol companies like Green Plains and Valero Energy and Pacific Ethanol. But now, cuts to ethanol production have been tightening the supplies of the distillers' grains. It has raised the price for the livestock producers, and many then have turned to other feeds, including soybean meal, the price of which has eased as China halted imports of American soybeans. While soy meal is more expensive than the DDGs, it also is more nutritious for livestock, and therefore more cost-effective at the current prices. The shift away from the DDGs is yet another blow to that struggling biofuel sector. The robust demand for the DDGs had been a buffer, as the lowest ethanol prices in over a decade dragged on that industry. The largest family-owned pork producer in the United States, the Mashoffs, cut in half just about their DDG use from autumn to December. Due to the cost of that feed additive, the nutrition director of the company, Omar Mendoza, said DDGs formerly accounted for up to 30% of the hog rations. But the company based in Carlisle, Illinois, in southern Illinois, now is using more corn and soybean meal instead. Ethanol makers slashed their production rates in their plants last year, due in part to negative profit margins. Green Plains, the fourth largest ethanol producer, also put several plants up for sale, complaining about the burdensome supplies of biofuels. I'll be back after this.